Hi-ho, everybody. Hi-ho, it's Jack Norton here, host of Jack Norton's old-time radio show. For the next few minutes, we're going to be listening to some great old 78 RPM records from the 1920s, 1930s, and even into the 1940s. Sit back, relax, pour yourself a little cup of joy, and join me as we travel back in time here on Jack Norton's Old Time Radio Show. Song to kick off the show. I think we're up to episode 5. I'm not sure. Either way, it's good that I'm losing track of episode numbers, because that means that this is actually working and that I'm actually sticking to this. And it's such a joy to be with you every single week, every Tuesday. It's a video podcast, so hello if you're watching. And it's an audio podcast, and hello if you're listening. Either way, that first record was by Johnny Johnson and his orchestra with a vocal chorus by Bob Treister. That song is called I Feel Like a Feather in the Breeze from the film The Collegiate. That's Mellotone 60202. Coming up next here, I've got some Ruth Wallace. Ruth Wallace is a fascinating woman. She was a body party singer. She did party records and a lot of double entendre, blue records. And this is on Wallace Records, so it's a self-release. She wrote this one. She sings this one. Talented gal. Let's take a listen to what Ruth has to say today.
Freddy the fisherman's son, he's got all the girls on the run. With his pole in his hand, he goes fishing on land. That way he says it's more fun. Freddy knows how the girls feel. When they see his rod, they all reel. This fabulous rod measures over a yard, and a thing like that you can't conceal. Under the moon, he hollers harpoon. That means Freddy is out of the game. In some little nook, he is dropping his hook, playing the old fishing game. When Freddy goes fishing at night, he carries a great big flashlight. I know it sounds odd, it's tied onto his rod. The girls know his sinker by sight. When Freddy was was only a boy. His pole was his only toy. His dad said you can bend it and even extend it, but once it gets broken you never can mend it. Then he had the awfulest fright. He had just put his rod out of sight when some dizzy dame who was searching for fame tried to carve her initials one night. He'll always remember that day in September. He almost ran into his fate. He met a big barracuda just up from Bermuda, and she wouldn't let go of his bait. He sure had a narrow escape. Took days to get back into shape. His rod was all bent and it had a big dent, but he soon patched it up with scotch tape. On hot nights when he'd go to sleep, his pole out the window he'd keep. A strange bird came along singing the woodpecker's song and started to hammer away loud and strong. But Freddy slept on. What a man! He was dreaming of Dorothy and Pam. But when he awoke, he found out it was no joke. He still had his pole, but the poor thing was broken. Yes, broken in two, now there's nothing he can do. So Freddy hangs down by the beach. He's still got a yen, but he's no man among men. He's still got his line, but his pole doesn't reach. Freddy the fisherman's son, his fishing is over and done. You'll find him with Grandpa down in the square, both of them crying their eyes out down there. They have one thing in common, couldn't happen to you. Grandpa's soul doesn't reach.
Ooh, you gotta love that. She's so great. I love her. Ruth Wallace. That is the Fishing Pole Song, a Wallace original record, number 2009. Has a fun label. I'll take a picture of that and throw it up on the old Instagram. Coming up next, we've got the Cadoodlers, one of my favorite groups. You're going to be hearing a lot of the Cadoodlers. They were a band that played all toy instruments. Novelty dance band. This is on the Conqueror label, number 9068. Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Now, don't roll your eyes. It's not a kid's song when it gets into the hands of the Cadoodlers. Try to figure that one out.
Are you ready, folksy?
Once in a while you hear,
I mean, it still is a kid's song. I guess my point was the arrangement is so complex and so good, even though they're just playing kids' instruments, it is a hot little number. All right, we're going to keep the country music thing going here. This is Texas Jim Lewis and his Lone Star Cowboys with good old Pete Ray singing this one. This is Decca record number 5901B. Little tune called Worried Mind.
Promise me love that would never die. That promise you made was only a lie. Now after you've gone, all alone I'll pine. For all that I've got is a worried mind. I gave you a ring, I gave you a home. You promised me too that you never would roam. I bought you fine clothes and I bought you wine, but all that you gave was a worried mind. When I was down, you just left me there. I needed you so, but you didn't care. You found a new love and a home so fine, but all that I've got is a worried mind. Never die. That promise you made was only a lie. Now after you've gone, all alone I'll pine. For all that I've got is a worried mind.
Well, I just love that song. You know, one of the funnest things about being a record collector, I'm a musician, first and foremost. I play old blues and jazz music from the 1920s, 1930s, and tour around quite a bit. My wife plays with me, and Kitty and I go all over the country, all over the world, and it's one of the reasons I love collecting records, because you can find different styles and genres of music, depending on what part of the country or what part of the world you're in. That's a record I picked up down in Texas. This next one, it's the first time I've ever found a Carter Family record in the wild. I've got several Carter Family records, and, you know, you have to order them on eBay or something, and that's just not as fun. There's something so exciting about flipping through an old box at some dusty place and finding a Carter Family. Excuse me. Finding a Carter Family record. I've been singing way too much this past weekend. Anyhow, this is the Carter Family, My Lover on the Deep Blue Sea. It's on the Montgomery Ward label. Unfortunately, the label is so messed up. I don't think I can see a number on this. Maybe I can, but... Oh, maybe it's there. Let me check. I mean, this is the kind of thing you could just Google. Oh, yeah, it's there. M4320A. Let's take a listen to this one. Found this at the flea market in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
It was all nice Sunday evening, just about the hour of three, when my darling started dreaming to sail on the deep blue sea.
Carter family. Well, as long as we're talking about finding records out in the wild and regional records, it doesn't get more regional than this. We are about to play the Lutefisk song, Stan Bjornson, on Linden 143A. Now, if you haven't picked up by my crazy accent, I am from Minnesota. I live in a little tiny town called Mullet River, Minnesota. It's kind of in the southeastern part of the state, right near a little place called Winona, Winona, Minnesota. And we love our lutefisk. In fact, every single day there's a coffee shop just down the street, and I head down that way and I get myself a lutefisk latte. Now, if you're not from Minnesota and you don't know what the heck I'm talking about, just close your eyes for a second. Picture this. You've got codfish soaked in lye until it becomes kind of like a jello, and then you put that in coffee, and it's so good. It's such a good pick-me-up every morning. Let's listen to this little record. Hopefully you'll like it.
My heart knows that the wild goose knows, and I've got to go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, mother goose, which is best, the wandering soul or a heart at rest? And now, folks, I'd like to sing this song for you just the way they're singing up in Stockholm. Last night I heard the lutefisk burp. swimming around in the bay like a yerk. I try to sleep, but I couldn't do that. Some gone-eat fish till I'm drifting fast. Well, I got to go where the little fish go, so I jump in my boat and I row and row. Herring, codfish, and mackerel too, they don't taste good like the little fish do. Pre-Doshy is good to me. She goes digging clams when I'm out to sea. Then I get home, she fries up a few. But they don't taste good like the Ludafisk do. Well, I got to go where the Ludafisk go, so I jump in my boat and I row and row. Herring, codfish, and mackerel too, they don't taste good like the Ludafisk do. I can see those Ludafisk out on the sound, swimming and laughing and jumping around. I would like to get away and be on the news, because I'd rather be a fish than an old wild goose. Well, I got to go where the Ludafisk go, so I jump in my boat and I row and row. Herring, codfish, and mackerel too, they don't taste good like the Ludafisk do. Breathe is messy and getting fat. She can't keep house, I can tell you that. The cabin is cold and my feet are sore, because Frida throws the clam shells all over the floor. Well, I got to go where the Ludafisk go, so I open my boat and I row and row. Herring, codfish, and mackerel too, they don't taste good like the Ludafisk do.
There you go. A little song about Ludafisk for any of our friends that love Ludafisk lattes as much as I do. Hey, you know, speaking of drinking, let's go down to, back to Texas. This is the Western Playboys with Les Guthrie. This is on the Western Magic Hit Parade Tunes label. That's a mouthful. Number 1203, this is a tune called Drinkin' Wine Spodeody. Spodeod, that's the word of the day. That and Ludafisk. All right, here we go.
Down in tea, down in big fine, all them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess is dirty fine. When you get drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, Podio, drink wine. Bye-bye. Wine, Podio, drink wine. Bye-bye. Wine, Podio, drink wine. Bye-bye. Pass that bottle to me. Drinking that mess is dirty line. When you get drunk, start fighting all night. Knocking out blues and turn down doors. Drinking half gallons and a collar for more. Drink wine, podium, drink wine. Wine, podium, drink wine. Wine, podium, drink wine. Pass it by to me. Oh, drink that mess. Oh, give me some extra. Oh, pass that bottle to me. If you want to get along in OT town, buy some wine and pass it around. It runs up to 49. All them cats just love sweet wine. Drinking wine, for you drink wine. Wine, for you drink wine. Wine, for you drink wine. Pass that bottle to me.
Drink wine, Spodeody. Oh, man. Well, we got time for a couple more records. I'm going to play you one by the great Pee Wee Hunt. This is 12th Street Rag. Pee Wee Hunt is a classic song on Capitol Records 15105. And this is another hot record. This is a this one swings. I think you're going to like this a lot. Here we go. Pee Wee Hunt, 12th Street Rag. Go 12th Street Rag, one of my favorite versions of that song. I love that song, and there's been so many great versions of that over the years. That was a big, big hit for Pee Wee Hunt. Well, again, my name is Jack Norton. You've been listening to Jack Norton's Old Time Radio Show. So I want to thank you so much. You know, last week we had our biggest week. It was an exciting week, and I appreciate y'all sharing the show, telling your friends. If you're on a platform that allows you to leave a review or a five-star, please do so. It really, really helps out. If you're on YouTube, leave me a comment. Let me know what you want to listen to, what you want to hear. A friend asked on YouTube last week if I could play some Bill Monroe. And I know somewhere in this room I've got an old Bill Monroe record from really early in Bill's career, so I'm going to pull that out soon. I just had a crazy, crazy week. I played, I think, six shows in over the course of 3 days. Yeah, that's right, six shows, 3 days, so I'm a little beat, and it starts back up again tomorrow, but I'm very thankful for that. If you want to come and see me out on the road, my name is Jack Norton. JackNortonMusic.com is my website, JackNortonMusic.com, and if you like this music, you'd probably love to come and hang out with me at a show, because I'm playing a lot of this music live on my guitar, steel guitar, resonator guitar, and on my ukulele, and on my banjo, as soon as I get it back from the shop. So either way, come and see me, follow me on social, say a quick hello. Jack Norton Music is TikTok and Facebook and Instagram and X and all that good stuff. So Again, I want to thank you so much for listening. We do this every single Tuesday, hanging out with you, playing some good old music. And I know it's early. I know it's not even, well, it's not even October, but we're going to go Christmas on you here because I have my favorite Christmas record in my hands. My wife and I have been working on a Christmas album that we're hopefully going to get out this year, and we recorded a version of this song. This is one of the first records I ever got. I got this in a church basement, Mount Olivet Lutheran Church in Minneapolis, in their garage sale. I found this record, Columbia. It's a test pressing, a Columbia 20517 by the Corn Cobblers. This is my, well, I think it might be my favorite Christmas carol of all time. Don't Give Me No Goose for Christmas, Grandma. And this is one of my favorite groups of all time, the Corn Cobblers. Either way, I will see you here again next week, if the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise. And I promise I won't play any more Christmas music until at least mid-November. But this one is so good, and I'm in the midst of learning it to record on this new album of ours. So here we go. Take it away, Stan Fritz and the boys, the Corn Cobblers. Here we go.
Don't give me no goose for Christmas, Grandma. Stop it, cut it out, now don't you dare. Give me a duck like old McDonald's that goes quacky, quacky, quack. But a goose would make me nervous every time I turn my back. Don't give me no goose for Christmas, Grandma. For a goose, you know, is nervous as the deuce. Give me a polly like Aunt Molly's or two tickets for the polly. But please don't give me no goose, cause I can't take it. Please don't give me no goose.
Please don't give me no goose.
Please don't give me no goose.